100.
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
I beg to differ.
You beg to differ?
I have met way too many people that are too geeky.
That actually is true.
Yeah. In fact, I've met some people that are too rich, too.
And contrary to what the song is saying, not only is it not the return of the Mac,
yeah. We're
not even going to discuss Mac.
It's return of the Moo.
Right.
So, one other thing, Debbie, when we took her off the air, basically, folks, if you don't have a good pop-up blocker, a good spyware program, and a good antivirus program, and a good firewall, you're not ready to be in this world, this internet related world. It's just too dangerous if you don't have all four of those things. You can get all of the free versions of the different programs that we recommend at our website if you just click on that Starburst.
Yeah, you go to datadoctors.com. In the upper left, you'll see a big yellow Starburst.
One of those, you can't miss it because it says Data Doctors in a yellow.
Recommended, seal, approval, whatever. Gotcha. You click on there and you'll see under each of the categories things that we mentioned. We have both pay versions of things and free versions of things so that you can check all those things out and see what we're talking about. And we definitely recommend you check those things out. Make sure you're protected from pop-ups and antivirus badness and all kinds of things there.
Since we only have an hour today and we're running out of time so quick before we get off the air, Eric, you're doing kind of a freebie something, come meet me kind of special out in Gilbert, aren't you?
Yeah, if you want to come out by the store on Val Vista and Baseline, I'll be there. We'll have the Hummer opened up and we'll blow out all the dust out of the inside and take a quick look at your computer.
Blow out the dust out of the inside of the Hummer?
Yeah, there's dust in there, too. It hasn't been washed lately.
Or maybe the dust on the inside of their computer.
Yes, that, too.
Oh.
Yeah, and give them a quick performance evaluation, you know, if they're having these spyware issues.
He can help show you those free downloads we just talked about, and he's over again on Val Vista.
No, on Baseline.
Just west of Val Vista. Open today till 5, right?
Correct.
Yeah, just look for all the construction on the road, right?
Yeah, we're right behind that.
And there's a little sign that says Data Doctors, too.
Yeah, and of course, if you want to find the exact location, just type in your zip code, those folks in Gilbert, and you'll see it come up on our website there in the store locator. So, Mike.
You're pointing to his microphone?
No, I'm pointing to Mike on that screen there. The mic's got a...
Oh, you want to go to Mike? I'm thinking his name is Steven.
Yeah. Steven.
You're talking about his mic?
Right.
Oh, you want to go to Mike. Mike!
Remember, we're compressed.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We don't have time to mess around. Mike!
Yes?
Mike!
What's up?
I got a firewall question for you guys.
Oh, what a thematic question this might be. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And an antivirus question. I own a network marketing company, so our servers and, you know, we're all on the firewalls and the broadband stuff and everything else. And then we have Norton Corporate downloaded on all the servers.
Good
and
one.
On the I'm sorry?
That's a good one.
Okay, and on the desktops. But here's the deal, is whenever a virus comes in, it's like the data server and the web servers and all that stuff catches it, but these things sneak in through email on our desktops. And, you know, we just had one come in yesterday, and we didn't open it or anything like that, but... you know, last week somebody did.
Yeah, Mike, here's the first step you need to take.
Okay.
Break all the fingers of your employees. Break them all. That'll eliminate the not listening to the, you know.
This is the East Coast method.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I got this from the East Coast.
Right.
That's right.
Here's kind of what's happening.
The question is, can I add, is there another antivirus software that can actually catch this stuff coming through on a desktop?
Well, here's what's happened here. You've got antivirus software that's on all your servers and all your machines, and that's great, and it's kind of like you put a security guard at the front gate, but the back door is kind of wide open, and that is your email. And so that stuff is invited in because you check your email, and you're inviting it in, and you're saying, this is all this good stuff, and when you open it, you've got attachments and things in there. So number one, you've got to educate people, say, don't open attachments. Now, that's not quite enough, so... if you're actually running a business, what we generally recommend is that you either talk to your ISP and see if they can do some antivirus filtering for you, or take that responsibility in on your own hands and bring mail in-house where you can set up antivirus on a mail server that can scan every incoming and outgoing message to make sure that it's in fact virus-free.
Yeah, and you get to set the rules if you have your own mail server, Mike.
Right.
You know, you can
we
say,
do.
Okay, well, then you can tell first of all, you can get add-ins to just about every mail server type out there that will be a constant kind of vigil antivirus program that updates itself every 8 or 10 hours.
You said you have your own mail server?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what brand, as far as the mail product that does the serving?
I don't understand.
The maybe Exchange server?
What's that?
Are you using Exchange server for your mail server, or do you know?
I don't.
You don't know. Okay.
Okay. If that is the product, Symantec, in fact, makes what they call a plug-in to Exchange Server, so it would go along with your Norton corporate or your Symantec corporate antivirus, and it allows Exchange Server, it allows the scanning of email right at the Exchange level before it gets to users' inboxes.
Right. So you need
Symantec Exchange?
Well, it's going to depend on what it is you're using for a mail server. Whoever it is that takes care of your network, the network administrator, whether that's somebody in-house or outside company that comes in and does that, what you want to do is talk to them a little bit about...
No, what you want to do is first smack them upside the head for
right.
not already having something for you.
Yeah, if it's somebody you're outsourcing, I would start looking for somebody else to outsource your IT to, because they should have had you protected from this kind of stuff way, 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 way back in the past.
Okay.
This is not something you should be dealing with today.
Who designed your network?
We used a company.
Don't name the company.
Outside source.
Okay. Whoever designed that and implemented it should have at least made you aware of the option. If you said, no, I don't want to pay for it, that's a different issue. But, I mean, if you spent the money for Norton Corporate Edition, I mean, that's good. But that's only going to protect you to a certain extent.
And you have your mail server in-house here, so, you want to make sure you take care of those things. Talk to the people that do that or fire them and look for somebody else that can help you out in a much better way.
And make sure and do those updates for the various Windows operating systems that you have, because those vulnerabilities can be, it doesn't matter whether you have antivirus or not. If it's a vulnerable server, they got you.
Like they say on the West Coast, true dat.
Wow.
True that.
You're so,
I don't know. Don't believe it.
Steven from the great state of New Jersey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate your input. Eric?
From the great town of Gilbert.
Go back to work and fix people's computers out in Gilbert.
I'll be there.
Valveston Baseline. Go see him. He'll blow out the dust bunnies for you. Free of charge.
Ken from the hills of Mesa?
Yes.
Hi.
Los Ascendis.
Yeah.
And Brandon from Gilbert as well. We thank you for joining us. If you want to learn more about firewalls, check out datadoctors.com. And we'll, of course, see you next week on another game-shortened show here on the Computer Corner.
It's the Data Doctors reminding you, if it ain't broke,
stop trying to fix it!
Want to try one of these?
Sure.
Want a drink?
Yes.
You're beautiful.